Would you like to be able to jump higher? Try forgiving that coworker who wronged you. A researcher at the University of Washington says the burden of that grudge you've been holding on to is weighing you down, literally weighing you down. He also says that getting over a grudge improves the other relationships you have, and it improves your health. Professor Ryan Fair told me more about the benefits of absolution.
When you forgive, you tend to have less stress. Your heart rate goes down. You have greater overall well-being. When you forgive, the quality of your relationships tends to improve. Another interesting thing about forgiveness is that it actually makes us more pro-social in general. So after you forgive, you're more likely to donate to charity. You're more likely to volunteer for a nonprofit. So there are all of these benefits of forgiving.
What exactly did you do in this forgiveness study?
So we conducted two studies for this particular project. In the first study, we wanted to we prime people with forgiveness. And so we do that by putting them in a room and sitting them down and asking them to spend a few minutes writing about a conflict they had that they've forgiven. And so they spend 5 or 7 minutes with that. And then that's one group of participants. We randomly assign another group to write about a time they had conflict that they didn't forgive. And so then in the first study, we walked them to a nearby hill. And we had them estimate how steep they thought that hill was. And so participants in the forgiveness condition were likely to say that the hill was less steep than participants in the unforgiveness condition. And so what they're saying is hey, I'm looking at this hill. I feel like I'm able to climb it. It doesn't seem insurmountable. So this shows that it's not just our literal physical capacity to climb a hill that can make it seem less steep, but also forgiveness. And so in the second study, we wanted to look just not at perception, but at actual behavior. And so in the second study, we again primed people either with forgiveness or unforgiveness, same as last time. And then we had people jump 5 times in a row. And we averaged out those jumps, and we found that people in the forgiveness condition jump higher than participants in the unforgiveness condition.
They could physically jump higher because we talk about, for example, I have this grudge against someone and it was just weighing me down. And you're saying that we really can feel that literally in our bodies?
Right, exactly. So we have all these metaphors, just like you said, where we take these abstract concepts and we apply them to these concrete experiences. So when you're rejected, you say, oh, it feels cold. Or when you're angry, you sort of feel hot. And so it's not just metaphors. We actually feel these ways. So when you feel angry, you actually do report the physical temperature of the room to be hotter. When you're rejected, you actually feel colder if you're asked. It even extends to how we smell things or how we taste things. So if you are suspicious, you're more likely to think that something smells fishy. And if you're reminded of somebody
really
you love...
Something yeah, literally smells fishy?
So there have been scientists have done these studies where they'll prime you with suspicion and then they'll give you a little bottle, ask you to smell it. You're more likely to say it smells fishy.
Wow.
If you're reminded of love, you're more likely to think that things taste sweet. So the metaphor here is when we have a grudge, we tend to think of it as this burden. And so you're carrying it around with you. It feels heavy. And then when you forgive, it's letting go of that burden. And so this isn't just a metaphor. When people let go of these burdens through forgiveness, they actually feel lighter. They think they're more able to climb these hills, seeing them as less steep. And then that sense of efficacy of confidence translates into how we actually act.
Professor Fair, how has your research changed the way you forgive people?
So it has, you know, and that's the interesting thing is you spend all this time doing this research and then it affects your own life too. And it's been fun to see that over time. So we tend to have sort of biased perceptions about why people do things. So someone cuts us off on the road, we tend to think, why did they do that? Because they're a jerk.
We're mind right. readers.
Yes, exactly. We're mind readers, but we're very poor mind readers.
Right.
So we try all the time, but we have some biases and we tend not to do a great job with it. And so let's say that we're at a store and somebody's rude to us, we tend to think, well, that person's a terrible person. How could they possibly do that to me? So what I try to do is shift away from those biases and say, well, no, this person's just having a bad day. Or the person that cut me off probably didn't realize it, late to work, usually doesn't do that sort of thing. And so whereas I maybe used to go to work and I would ruminate about that all day, and I would just be thinking about it and angry and stewing, tend to adopt a more forgiving mindset, and then get to work a little bit happier.
And how has your forgivingness affected the people you forgive? Say somebody who's not in some car on the other side of the road.
Right, right. So sometimes this comes up with more serious things as well. So last year I had a very serious and unexpected death in my family. Most of my friends and coworkers were very supportive, but a few surprised me by not being particularly supportive, not really mentioning it. And it was hurtful and it made me feel upset. And it got to the point where I didn't really want to interact with them anymore. And so what I tried to do then is I tried to make this conscious decision to forgive them, to try to restore that relationship. And I'm really happy that I did, because now these people who have been really good friends in the past continue to be friends today. And if I had let that anger and that rumination sort of take off, then I might not be speaking with them today, which would be bad for me and bad for them, because friends are important.
So what's a takeaway? How would you have me change my life because of what you know about forgiveness?
So the thing that I would encourage the most, again, is to recognize those biases. So when someone hurts us, when a friend hurts you, you know, we tend to think that the person intentionally harmed us. We tend to think that they don't feel guilty at all. We tend to think that they don't even want our forgiveness, that they don't care at all. But the reality is
These are
stories that we tell ourselves, and we construct this entire reality about these offenders, but we never even check with them. And when we, as scientists, we ask offenders, the story they tell is very, very different. And it's, oh, this is just a one-time thing. Of course I'm a good person. I didn't mean to harm this person. I feel terrible about it, and I really hope that they would forgive me. And so if we can shift those stories that we tell ourselves and try to become more forgiving, then we're going to have better relationships, we're going to have better overall well-being, and we might even be able to jump a little higher.
Who knows? Professor Ryan Fair at the University of Washington's Michael G. Foster School of Business telling you about the benefits, even the physical benefits, of forgiving.